It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM. Morning, Sam.
Howdy.
How are you going?
I'm going really good. I have been watching lots of TV this weekend while also ingesting lots of wine. So I'm really just
living your
ready,
best life.
Going for it. As you said, I'm wearing a very snappy suit today.
Yeah, this is a two-piece sort of gingham number.
Yeah, my friend's dad actually owns the exact same suit.
Is it gingham? That's not gingham, it's plaid.
Plaid. Oh, sorry. Plaid. Yes, sorry, you're correct. No, you are correct.
I want to look like
stand corrected.
Clueless.
Yeah, you
times.
Do kind of.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
You actually messaged me on Saturday night about your TV watching.
Yeah, I was really excited.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about?
Right.
What are we talking about this morning?
So we're talking about the show that's on everyone's lips, Euphoria.
Euphoria. I have definitely seen a lot of hype about this online.
Yeah, so this is the show starring Zendaya. It's a new HBO show, and it's kind of been heralded as the most dramatic and most unnerving show to watch because of its young viewer base. So all the characters are 16 in high school,
mm-hmm.
and basically it's not safe for kids, but kind of using kids.
Mm.
And so the actors who are acting in this, they're all sort of
mid-20s,
but they're playing 16-year-olds. Yep.
It's very similar to what Skins was when we were younger.
Yeah.
It's very much like, you should be watching that, that's adult themes, but with young people.
Yep.
This is kind of the Gen Z version of Skins, I would say. Sorry, I have to...
We're just working out what gen we're up to. Yeah.
So I'll work out a quick synopsis and then we'll get into the nitty-gritty.
Sounds good.
So this is an adaptation of an Israeli show of the same name.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it follows Zendaya's character, Rue, who's a drug addict who went to rehab over summer and doesn't want to get clean, so she's still a drug addict.
Yeah.
And then Jules also exists. So Jules, if you watch any of the trailers, you'll know that Jules is a potential love interest. She's a trans girl. Wears really fun makeup. If you watch the show, you'll get what I mean about the makeup.
It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool.
And then there's also a psychopath guy named Nate who's like a jock. There is Kat who's a bigger girl who starts to explore her sexuality a bit more and becomes a bit of a dominatrix character in the show. And just a bunch of cool characters who are all really, really hot. Just putting it out there, they're
it's
already
very,
hot.
That's sounding like Skins. It's sort of going in for an angle there.
Yeah, and every episode focuses on one character's backstory to start off the episode. So that's very Skins vibe.
Mm.
So, like this show, I definitely feel Skinsy in it. Like
it's giving Skinsy. That's the technical term.
It gives me the same vibe Skins gave me the first time I watched it.
Yep.
But this is a bit more hardcore and a bit more graphic.
Yeah. Is it like Skins for the internet age, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely super modern. Like, I definitely believe what these characters are saying.
Okay.
And they're not being like, haha, Snapchat. It's like, these are actual people that know what Snapchat is, and the writers know what Snapchat is, and know how people use it.
Okay. That's such a crucial point, though. Sometimes you just watch a TV show and you're like, no one uses Facebook like that.
Yeah.
What are you talking
they're
about?
They're like, I'm on Flitter. And it's like, what? And like, and these people, they text in the way that they spell words wrong, believably, not.
Not just like.
Not just
random U's and X's and stuff. Okay, interesting.
It's good, it's good, it's good. But this show got a lot of flack because it's super graphic, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
Rue's a drug addict, so that's always quite graphic. She takes drugs very openly on screen. Not heroin or anything, but lots of snorting of stuff.
Okay. So it's definitely not safe for kids. It was interesting, we were talking about this before. Zendaya, for people who aren't familiar, was a Disney Channel star as a kid, and then she sort of had a pop music career, and now she's in a lot of quite serious movies.
And Spider-Man.
Serious movies and Spider-Man. But she's
pretty
cool.
She was in the Bigfoot movie.
Yeah, she's still got quite a lot of like a very young audience that follows her. So she put out like a trigger warning basically on her personal social media being like, this is not a show you should watch if you are one of my Disney fans. You
if
know?
You can't if you can't trust yourself to be safe watching the show, don't watch it. Like,
yeah.
And it shows a lot of how cool Zendaya is. Like, she's just a really cool person.
She is
a
cool person.
She often talks about how she's Hollywood's acceptable black girl and always gets offered the black girl roles and she turns them down because she is light skin and she has light skin privilege. And that's something she's fully aware of, which I think is just, she's really cool.
She's pretty mint.
Cool.
Yeah, she's a good activist as well.
Mm. And this show is just full on. Like, so there was one scene that got a lot of flack online before the show came out. It was this gratuitous scene in the second or third episode where basically Nate, the jock character, is just looking at a bunch of male penises in the locker room, and it just shows about 30 to 40 male penises of varying size. The show is not afraid to show a penis. The show is very blatant about nudity and stuff, and I didn't find it that shocking, but then again, you know, I'm a 24-year-old gay man. I've seen my fair share of my life. So I was not shocked by this episode at all. But it got a lot of flack online, and people calling it gratuitous and ridiculous and no need for it. And it just kind of made sense in the show for me. That I'm like, yeah, this makes sense. Like, why would they not do that? Like, this is a locker room. Like, this is a show that's not afraid to show nudity. It's a really raw, uncut show. Why not?
Makes you go, if that was, you know...
Uncut was not a pun, by the way.
Uncut was not. Oh, dear.
Also, I want to talk about how the show ends, so I'm not going to spoil the ending.
Wait, what?
Whoa,
are you sure?
No, because this is so good, okay?
I'm on tenterhooks here.
I'm not going to spoil the ending.
Just be aware, that's your warning.
If you don't want any spoilers at all of the ending, run away now. But okay. I'm just going to talk about how it ends, because it ends in the coolest, weirdest way possible. So if you know anything about the show, you'll know there's a song that comes out with Zendaya and Labyrinth that's been out on Spotify for a while now. And the last episode ends with a huge choir number with the song, like, diegetically placed in the
episode. Oh, wow.
It's so cool.
That's so cool.
And, like, so please watch all the episodes and get to the end, because that moment. There's another scene, because Zendaya's an amazing actress.
Yeah,
there's another scene where she's talking to Fez, her drug dealer. And if you've watched the show, you know what scene I'm talking about. But it's the best thing in the world. She is just so talented.
This is the thing that I think the reason why it's been getting so much hype is not necessarily because of its, like, gratuity or its sort of here's, like, a bunch of teenagers doing sort of, you know, hectic things or whatever. Because, as you're saying, that's actually been shown on TV before many, many, many times. But it's because it feels very... realistic, and the cast seems to pull it off quite well. I actually haven't seen it. Do you think that's a fair call to make?
I think all the actors are pretty talented, and I fully believe in the world this show's created, even though I know Zendaya outside of the show. Not personally, but, you know.
My good friend, Zendaya.
I call her Z. But, yeah, no, I fully believe it, and I love just seeing it happen. I love seeing it unfold. I will say that the plot line is kind of weak, in that a lot of it is people breaking up and stuff.
Okay,
but
it's a bit... I wouldn't say
that should mar your going into view it, because there's so much more than just that. And I don't want to give any mysteries away, because there's so many cool things that are happening in the show that you can't really talk about without exposing what happens.
So where can people go and find it?
I'm pretty sure it's on Neon and Soho.
Neon and Soho, and it's HBO. Through HBO.
Yeah.
So Euphoria is the name of the show.
8 episodes. I wouldn't recommend binging it, because it's quite intense. I had to take breaks between episodes, which I don't usually do.
Okay.
But give it a go.
That was actually going to be one of my questions for you. Did you have to take breaks in between episodes?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And a bottle of wine. But, you know, it's really good. Please go watch it. I recommend it to everyone. And I'm not back for 2 weeks, so please watch Euphoria
in Sam's name. Thank you very much, Sam, for bringing us that this morning.
Bye, guys.
We'll see you in 3 weeks. 2 weeks?
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
So Euphoria is the name of that show, if you want to go and check it out.